And joined now in the studio by Chapel Hill's economic development developer, economic development officer, right? Is that the title?
That's correct.
Dwight Bassett joins us now. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for allowing me to be here.
So one of the things we've been talking with Kristen earlier this hour. We talked with Mark Klatschmidt, mayor of Chapel Hill, last hour. And there is so much going on development-wise in Chapel Hill specifically. Just in the next few days, on Monday, the town council is going to be talking about Glen Lennox. They're wrapping that up. OB Creek, that conversation is just beginning.
Right.
But what I wanted to begin by asking you about was this development that is sort of sketchy and shadowy right now and off in the distance and still very much in the works, but something that's going to be hanging over our community for the next few decades to come, which is Chatham Park,
right.
Which is a development in Chatham County down by Pittsboro. It's going to be Pittsboro, essentially. It's going to be an enormous development with about 20,000 homes, 60,000 people coming in. There's retail, there's business and everything else, but it's going to create a community in Pittsboro that's 60,000 people plus the 3,000 that are there right now. So as we're just beginning to think about this, how do you see that impacting Chapel Hill? Not just development, but housing and transportation and everything else.
Well, I think it could have a tremendous impact. It gives us an opportunity. I mean, they're in such a planning stage now that we probably won't see them break ground on serious development for another 18 to 24 months at a minimum. Mm. And Chapel Hill has market share that we've all identified, whether it's office, retail, or housing, that we can capture. And hopefully, through some of these developments, like the rezoning of Ephesus Church Fordham, the Glen Lennox, and then potentially in the future, OB Creek, to capture some of that market share, because if we lose it to Chatham Park, it's essentially gone forever at that point. And so it gives us the opportunity to catch that last train before it completely leaves the station and we lose that market share.
So how much is that already entering into your thinking about what to do or what to attract in terms of development?
Well, it's actually been in our mind as a town for a number of years now, and I think that's part of, we were doing the comprehensive plan in 2011, going into 2012, I remember announcing that Walmart was coming to North Chatham, and no one wanted to believe it, and the same example of what happened at 15501 North could happen at 15501 South if we don't capture that market. Most people didn't want to believe it, and now that driveway is in Orange County leading to that Walmart that identifies itself as a Chapel Hill Carborough Walmart. And we would like to capture, not necessarily Walmart, but we would like to capture retail dollars there.
Turning back, Dwight, to the Chatham Park issue and the impact on Chapel Hill. When do you begin the conversation about Chatham Park as it's going to develop over the next few years? How is that going to enter into the current conversations that are being had about developments like OB Creek?
Well, first off, we've identified what we believe is our market share in retail, office, and housing. And we've had a pretty slow growth market for about 30 years in this in Chapel Hill. And so we have got some pent-up demand in all of those areas, as well as future growth opportunities in all of those areas. And so it gives us as a community to make a physical choice as to whether we want to capture that or simply continue to be what we are today and not change. And I think that's part of where the conversation comes, part of where the pushback comes as people are unsure. But, you know, it's interesting driving over here. I had a really strong thought hit me as I was driving down Martin Luther King. Everything that's happening in Chapel Hill today is actually a direct reflection of 30 to 40 years worth of policy in this community. So this has actually been anticipated. We put an urban growth boundary in, we signed our OWASA agreements. When everything we've done, we've said at some point we need to go vertical and become a dense community. Mm-hmm. And so we're seeing it now and we're pushing back because we're not sure, but it's actually conscious policies and decisions that have been made over the past decades that leads us to this very place we are today.
How, and I'm sure the answer is yes, but do you think we're in a good place right now?
I think we're actually in a great place to capture market, despite a lot of non-competitive advantages. We have a good school system. We know where our tax rate lands regionally, but people still want to be here. Businesses want to be here. You know, in the first quarter of this year, we had conversations with businesses totaling 200,000 square feet in office that wanted that had expressed interest in Chapel Hill specifically, you know, either because they wanted to be close to the hospital or they wanted to be close to the university. And that's pretty cool to know that we have that kind of market demand that we can attract if we provide the space. So I think we've got a great opportunity ahead of us.
And when we have developments like Obie Creek come in, and of course Glen Lennox as well, Ephesus Fordham, all of these others, how much input do you have, and how much input can residents have in terms of deciding who or what goes into those spaces in terms of businesses?
Well, I think that there's a reasonable limitation. I mean, the input comes at a decision point as to whether to allow retail or office. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, you know, our market, you know, I had a citizen ask me last November when Silver Spot was announced for University Mall, how dare you recruit that $16 per ticket theater? We think it's an asset. But again, it took 30 years of policy to build a population that would support that particular venture. So a lot of decisions have been made over the last 30 or 40 years that creates the market that supports specific types of businesses that want to be here, specifically from a retail, you know, side of things.
All right. A lot to think about as we start talking about development over the coming weeks and months and years and decades to come. So it'll be an interesting conversation.
Absolutely.
All right. Dwight Bassett, Economic Development Officer, thank you so much.
Thank you.